Now David judged this Amalekite. Now listen to David. David said unto him, Thy blood be upon thy head, for thy mouth hath testified against thee, saying, I have slain the Lord's anointed. Now if this man made that story up and made this confession, it certainly was a fatal thing that he did. And David says, if you have lied to me, then your blood's upon you because you confess that you killed the Lord's anointed. I'm of the opinion that he really had done that. But be that as it may, this Amalekite is judged. He did what David would never have done. David would never have touched King Saul. Now, David's grief is revealed here, and friends, it's genuine grief. David lamented with this lamentation over Saul and over Jonathan, his son. And this is quite a very moving thing. Also, he bade them teach the children of Judah the use of the bow. Behold, it's written in the book of Jasher. Listen to this now. Saul had taught Israel something. He'd made really a contribution. You see, these people had no weapons of war. We've seen that. No iron weapons. Saul had taught them to be bowmen. That is, taught them to use the bow and the arrow. And that was quite a weapon, by the way. Many of our ancestors would testify to that were they here today. That's what the Indians used to hold them back and win many battles, by the way. And here is this lamentation. It really is a thing of beauty, by the way. And here's real grief and sorrow. The beauty of Israel is slain upon thy high places. How are the mighty fallen? Tell it not in Gath. That's the capital of the Philistines. Publish it not in the streets of Ascalon. That's in the Gaza Strip. That's still in Philistine country. Lest the daughters of the Philistines rejoice. Lest the daughters of the uncircumcised triumph. Ye mountains of Gilboa. And that's up in the north where the battle was fought. Let there be no dew, neither let there be rain upon you, nor fields of offerings. For there the shield of the mighty is vilely cast away. The shield of Saul, as though he had not been anointed with oil. From the blood of the slain, from the fat of the mighty, the bow of Jonathan turned not back, and the sword of Saul returned not empty. And you could not say that either Saul or Jonathan were cowards. And after all, Jonathan and David were bosom friends, they loved each other, and David's grief is sincere. Listen to this. Saul and Jonathan were lovely and pleasant in their lives, and in their death they were not divided. They were swifter than eagles. They were stronger than lions. Ye daughters of Israel, weep over Saul, who clothed you in scarlet with other delights, who put on ornaments of gold upon your apparel, and he had brought prosperity to that land, you see.